that he, it's his name on his social media. It's his tag. He created it when he was selling cereal. He created it when he was selling books.
Dancing with the Stars.
He created it when he was wearing sequins and he needed the public on his side to vote for him. And on SNL, it was all fine and good, but now they realize they have to unwind that. So, and part of this has been a talking point effort to say, yeah, I gotta back away from the Grandpa Rossi thing. It helped make me a bunch of money and keep my name out there and get me some jobs, but that's now it's not funny anymore.
Which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with changing the lens through which you're viewed a little bit if you can when you take a different job.
But I mean,
that's what he's got to be asked to do.
I want to go back to the macro on this.
Sure.
And using the Cubs as an example, do we really think that, and the surprising thing for me has been that Theo and Jed have kind of bought back into this, where, yeah, you had a guy that was completely laid back, although if you've ever really been around Joe, you would know that that's not 100% true about him either. That you have this guy that I think treated them like adults. And isn't that the way that most of us would prefer to be treated by our superior? That, like, wouldn't Joe's managerial approach put into real-world context be an ideal way to go about it? I trust that you're going to do what you do. If you need help, I'm here to help you, and I look forward to talking to you if you need help.
And have it be results-based.
Right.
If everything's going fine, I don't have to say much to you.
Right. Or I'm not going to have you do mindless, tedious stuff just to say we do it, like the batting practice thing. I think that Joe is ahead of the game on that. And all of us have been around batting practice. It's a lot of grab ass.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of guys. What you don't see is, and because we're not, usually we don't get into the ballparks this early, the guys that are doing stuff before that happens, guys that are out taking, Chris Bryant taking ground balls at 2 in the afternoon before a 7 o'clock game. There's value in that. There's not value in guys just hanging around the cage with a bunch of people who VIP types that are able to walk up to the cage. Like, I feel like Joe was ahead of the game on some of that stuff. So I don't understand the need to push back so hard and in our lust for they just need someone who's going to scream at them. That's the thing that's going to change the way they do things.
Now, what I do think that Theo and Jed really believe in is the idea that if players are around each other, they may be talking more about the game. And I know this, I mentioned this before, that you're going to see the clubhouse is going to look a little different this year. The way people are, the way things are positioned in there, that they do believe that it's inherently positive to have guys sharing information, to have guys talking about baseball, to have guys building that sort of professional connective tissue that they think is lacking. Now, I don't know if there's anything to it. I know that they think that stuff matters.
Okay. I just always find it fun. Like, yeah, that's what they need. Like, they need a little Grandpa Rossi in their life. It's all right.
Well, but the part of it I just think is overcompensation for him being the lovable buddy. And you know, you saw how hard Theo went in with his prepared soundbite, and then he had the ready anecdote right there about Ross telling him off when he tried to explain to him how to pitch somebody. No, that's not how I'm going to do it. You don't see what I'm seeing. And that was all really nicely prepared and ready to go. There's a reason for it, that they need to establish him as authoritative enough while still obviously being a well-known and well-liked familiar face.
Or even with the Bears, where people love the clip of Nagy yelling at Mitch on the sidelines, or a coach grabbing a face mask and that sort of thing.
Because they're projecting how they feel. That's all it is. They're seeing somebody yelling like the way you're yelling at your television.
Because the more I start to think about it, and you both know that I have been on the Trubisky's not good thing for a long time. The more I start to think about how this season has gone, I'm starting to really feel bad for him. And the reason is one, his coach hasn't done a great job of putting him in a good position to win, along with the fact that he's lacking in a lot of areas that would make him a good quarterback. But for the team that went out of their way to talk about bunker mentality and how we have to keep the outside noise outside.
Blinders, earmuffs.
They told their quarterback who's clearly fragile, to go watch the TV, listen to Tom Brenneman point out how many fans are booing, listen to Spielman talk about how bad he was at reading defenses or making throws on plays. They have now invited in the outside to their quarterback.
Maybe they're assigning him to listen to sports radio all day.
Well, that'll be the next thing,
right?
But you're asking that guy to then live in the space where the outside world can affect him. I don't think they've done this guy any, they haven't done him any good this year, whether it's the way the offense is designed or the way they're treating him. Mitch, go look at how you look to the outside world with your body language. What? I'm just trying to survive through the next game. So not only did I have to listen to you guys tear me apart during film session, you want to let Tom Brenneman and Spielman tear me apart. You want me to hear the boos again while watching this, and I'm supposed to then go watch my body language.
Earmuffs and horse blinders.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed that conversation quite a bit. Thank you very much.
Just don't have the volume on.
Okay.
I'm not saying he would do it. I'm just saying, like, they could have
told
him.
Sure. They could have done that.
We don't want you distracted on anything other than what you look like out there.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Join Northwestern Basketball because the top of the hour is being brought to you by them. At the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season, home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Purdue. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
Come on! Get up! Come on, get up! If you're as tight as I am, get up!
Yeah. Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
I went to dinner with
Jason Leisure.
Jason Leisure, and guess where we went?
Where'd you guys go?
Harold's.
You took him to Harold's?
Harold's Chicken.
Which one?
Just the one on Wabash right there.
Oh, okay. By DePaul. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you'd have told me you were doing that, I'd have stuck around.
I wanted to see what he would order.
What did he order?
He ordered like a half mix and then got the mild sauce on the side.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's fine.
I prefer mild sauce on the side because I think that sometimes people are a little too generous. I like to be in charge of the mild sauce portion on my chicken. Mm.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before from a resident of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, I've never.
Never seen anyone who lives in Chicago order mild sauce on the side?
No.
Tony, was that your just way of not saying black?
Urban.
Chicago resident?
Chicago urban resident. I always give mild on the side. I'll be in charge of my portion. Thank you very much.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Hey, welcome into the show. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We are going to try to figure out ways to have fun today on the show, even though sports in Chicago right now is not fun. It's not fun. And last night, because I know I wanted to make sure that I brought this up on the air because I know that not everyone lives on Twitter. Last night, I wasn't joking. I was like, we shouldn't talk about sports today. Now, we're going to. But I wasn't joking that we probably shouldn't because of what happened to the Bulls, what's going on with the Bears. Hey, Campy, what's the latest from Hallis Hall? What's going on there that we need to be abreast of?
Our guy J.J. Stankovitz, who covers the Bears Pharmacy Sports Chicago, tweeted, Matt Nagy showed the team a PowerPoint about the Washington Nationals starting the season 19-31 and going on to win the World Series. The quote from Matt Nagy was, How do you not show that to your guys and let them pull from that?
Okay. I mean, look, it's something that they've clearly done, but let me ask you this. Real talk between you and I. If I change the name of the coach to Mark Trestman, and said that he showed them a PowerPoint presentation.